if you go just past the circulation desk inside Kettleson Memorial Library, you'll discover two easels, each of them holding a big poster. Library Director Sarah Bell stands next to them.
We're looking at the floor plans for the 60% expansion of the library, and you'll notice a little line down one, sort of a third of the way through. That's the boundary of the current building.
The library is expected to grow by a little more than a third. In addition to completely rearranging its layout, one of the biggest changes will come to the areas that serve children and through the addition of a multi-purpose room to better host special events.
Towards the front of the building, we've got the children's area, and in each plan, the children's area is adjacent to the multi-purpose area, which is adjacent to the adult sort of seating area along the waterfront, which we absolutely wanted to maintain.
She's talking about the library's huge windows that look out onto Sitka Sound and let patrons gaze at mountains, fishing boats, and sometimes the occasional marine mammal. The boards holding those two library designs, they're covered in post-it notes. Each of them have various people's comments written on them. Belle reads a few.
Well, let's see. Like this floor plan.
Okay, so some of them aren't terribly specific, but others went into great detail.
No storage in the children's room or bathrooms. Instead, have removable sliding glass wall on this side to accommodate overflow of children's programs and adult presentations. Put plumbing next to other plumbing. On Plan B, it says the circ desk is too isolated, not visible enough. They're talking about the circulation desk. One of the things that when we started this project was that we are not going to be asking for additional staff. So it's pretty critical that where the staff is working, that they can see the different areas of the library.
Belle says you can leave a sticky note on the two floor plans for the next week or so. After that, they hand off the feedback to architects.
So between now and in another 3 or 4 weeks, they'll have some modified, you know, taking into consideration everything that we've asked them to do, and we'll come up with the final plan, which will be really exciting.
And that final plan will help those architects get a more precise picture of how much the project will cost.
Then in November, there will be sort of the big unveiling, and after that, it'll go out for construction bids. It may be a little ambitious, but we feel that we can maybe go into a construction by about next August.
The expansion is designed to accommodate a library that boasts huge numbers for a community of Sitka's size. It helps that it's near cruise ship arrival points and that passengers and crew often drop by to ask for directions or check email. But even in the off-season, the library is never empty.
Yeah, we're open 71 hours a week, which is pretty great for locals. And we have people waiting out at the door in the morning, and we have people in the evening who are packing up their stuff at 9.
Beneath those two floor plans is a stack of post-it notes and a few pens. Belle says they're waiting for your thoughts. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.